Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. So make sure we pray for this family. While he's coming, let's pray real quick. Father, I want to pray for that family that Brett just mentioned that was in a car accident on the way here. I do pray, God, that everyone's okay. I pray, God, that there's no harm or danger to anyone, but I pray that your presence was there. And God, they feel your peace as well. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. Now, bless Brother Dennis. He comes to preach the word. What's in your son's name, we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and get hooked up here. Amen. So you pray for Brother Dennis. And who preached this morning at the rest home? Did you preach? Okay, he's at the rest home this morning, so thank God for that ministry, and I continue to pray that God uses him to change lives all over there. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, you with us, Faith? You okay? Amen. You going to make it, baby? You was asleep, weren't you? That was some good rest, wasn't it? And nothing like car sleeping. Amen. As long as you ain't driving.
Amen. Praise God. That's how I want to go. Just the same way my grandfather did, nice and peacefully in his sleep. Not screaming like the passengers in his car. Amen. Please take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 32. And really enjoyed that message there, Brother Bill. And I got to say, I think the Lord's wanting to try to drive home some sort of point here tonight. I guess we're going to preach the backside of that coin there. So Exodus chapter number 32, if you'd please stand, we'll read verses 17 and 18, pray, and see what the Lord has for us. Exodus chapter number 32, verse number 17, and when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Lord, being our helper tonight, we want to bring the sermon on this thought. What is this noise? What is this noise? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. And I want to thank you, Lord, once again for that sermon you had Brother Bill bring to us there. And, oh, Father, that was good. Lord, you know there have been a lot of things bothering me here a lot lately and needed to hear it. I thank you, Father, for that. We do pray, Father, for this family that has been in this car accident, that everything be well there. And pray, Father, for Pastor's family in this time of loss here. And for Brother Steve, as he'll be making his way home from Florida here shortly, pray, Lord, for traveling mercies for him. And we ask you, Father, for the Jubilee going on this week, Lord. Souls would be saved and lives would be changed, Lord. And we get back those things that Satan has stolen from us, that we've allowed him to take from us. Help us, Father. Lord, we need your help, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for all you've done for me, especially for my salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So what is this noise? We want to use these verses here as a springboard tonight. But I want to, first of all, by way of introduction, I want to look at some of the words here, give us some definitions so we can understand a little bit better and try to relate the sermon a little more closely to our lives. So as Joshua says here, he says he hears a noise of the people. That word noise means to call aloud. In other words, this wasn't some quiet little thing going on here. This was something that was loud. This was boisterous. This wasn't done over in the corner nice and quietly by a bunch of church mice. This is something that they want to hear. They want everybody to know that there's something going on. So they're calling aloud. He says, the noise of the people as they shouted. He said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. Well, this war here, it means a battle. Praise God, the war itself was won there on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. But the battles, though, they still rage, Brother Bill. And you and I are going to have to go and fight these battles. The outcome of the war has been settled, but the individual skirmishes that are going to go on in our lives must go on, and they are there to help build us up. They are there to help us to grow to be the Christians that we'd have to be for the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there's a war going on. The battles are raging. And he says there, this noise of war is in the camp. That word camp means the encampment, the army, the band, the company, the host, the tents. Well, we dwell in tabernacles. These robes of flesh are nothing more than tents. They're not going to last long. So there's a battle that's going to be raging in our very lives. As individuals, as families, as a church, they're going to be raging. In verse number 18, we see this. He says, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery. That word voice there also means to call aloud. The word shout means to testify, to announce, to shout, to sing, to ring, to bring low. They've got something they want you to know is going on here. It's a battle cry that is raging on here. For those who are shouting for the mastery, the word mastery means victory. It means power. It means strength. It means I'm going to overcome you. You cannot defeat me type thing. It's a rallying cry. Amen. That's what's going on there. Them that shout for the mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry. That word cry means the same thing as shout. It means to testify, announce, shout, sing, to bring low. For them being overcome. In other words, they're being defeated. They're being brought low, Brother Stevie, so that they cannot possibly win. They're crying out, woe is me! Back during the Super Bowl, they joked when the lights went out. The one brother was crying, Mom, he won't give me the ball back so because I keep scoring. And the other one was, Mom, he won't let me have the ball so I can score. And Mom's sitting there saying, I ain't turning the lights back on, you start agreeing. Okay, they were both crying because they weren't getting things their way is the point. And when we're being defeated, we're not getting things our way. We're going to be crying about it. Well, it says the cry for them being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. The word sing means to abase self, to chasten self, to deal hardly with self, to be humble. We've got three different noises that are being brought about here that we are going to hear, Brother Clement, in our Christian lives. A noise of mastery, of victory. A noise of defeat. We're going to hear it. And a noise of joy. And we want to look at these three noises here, the Lord being our helper. So if you would, please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 4. In chapter number 4, this is, of course, when the Philistines are oppressing the Israelites. They've got the mastery. A number of years have gone by. In fact, it's been about 20 years. And Israel's plumb sick and tired of it, Miss Stephanie. They are tired of it, and they're going to go out there and they're going to fight the Philistines. And as the chapter opens, they go out and they fight the Philistines, and the Philistines whoop them. Send them back. Verse number 3 says, and when the people were coming to the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Aha! Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hands of our enemies. You know what they were doing there? They were remembering that when Joshua, when he crossed over here into the Canaan land, that he carried the Ark before him and that they saw victories. So they said, we need to get back with God. Verse number 4, so the people went to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, which dwelt between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted. That word shouted means to testify, to announce, to shout, to sing, to bring low, with a great shout. Now this word shout is different. It means an exclamation of joy or a battle cry, so that the earth rang again. Hey, Philistines, we got the Ark of the Lord here. We're going to whoop you. Praise God, Pastor Clement. When was the last time we got there to say, I'm going to whoop you. I'm tired of you whooping on me. I'm coming to your door now, and I'm knocking, and I'm going to beat it down. You think you're the big bad wolf? You ain't seen nothing yet. Praise God, they were shouting like that. Verse 6, and when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the Ark of the Lord was coming to the camp. Watch this, verse 7. And the Philistines were glad. They were shouting for joy. They were afraid. That word afraid means they were filled with dread. They were scared to death. For they said, God is coming to the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing hitherto. Woe unto us, alas unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness of Egypt. They understood. This God declared war on the gods of Egypt, Brother Stevie, and He whooped them. They understood that God was the one who led them into Canaan land and whooped all the gods of the Amorites. They understood they were suddenly outgunned. There was a battle cry that went out there from the Israelites. We're going to win the victory. Church, when are we going to start winning the victories in our lives? When we start turning to the Lord. Hey, man, that's when we're going to start seeing it. They looked, and we should look and see the gates of hell and say, you're not going to prevail because I got Jesus with me. I'm on His side, and that's the winning side. The enemy gets to be put on the run. Those darts that are flying in that we read about there in Ephesians chapter number 6, we put up the shield of faith and we let the shield of faith take them all, Miss Heather. We don't have to worry about a single one of them. Why? Because we're drawing near to the Lord. Those enemy soldiers have been marching on our position, have to be pushed back, and the Lord's the one who's going to be doing the pushing back for us. We fight on His side. He's got our back. He is our supply. He is all that we need, and He will see us through when we turn to the Lord. We can have that noise of victory.
Yes, sir.
The enemy has to flee. But too often, we sit here and we take good notes during church. But that's it. We sit here and we listen to the preacher and we say amen and praise the Lord and preach it and all these other things. And that's it. We walk out those doors. Oh, we had us a good service. Let's go eat. Let's say our prayers before then. Tuesday night comes. Hey, I've tried to be good. But we haven't drawn near to the Lord. We haven't done what 2 Timothy 2:15 says. Study to show thyself approved unto God. So we haven't gotten into His Word. We haven't done what Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 tells us. With prayers and supplications and let your requests be made known unto God. We ain't been getting in contact with the general. So we're going to end up having the noise of defeat brought into our lives. Oh yeah, it happens to us Christians. Happened to Israel here. Look with me in verse number 9. So the Philistine said, be strong. That word strong means to seize, strong, conquer. Conquer and quit yourselves like men. That word quit doesn't mean stop being a man. No. It means exist, be, or become. In other words, man up. Isn't that what Brother Randall says, Brett? Man up. Well, the Philistine said, let's man up. Satan will get his demons together and he'll tell him, man up. They're just a bunch of Christians. Sometimes they're a bunch of paper Christians. They ain't nothing more than the thickness of this paper because they ain't gotten into God's Word. Look at that one little piece of paper, how thick that is. Man, look at that. Look how thick that is when we start getting into God's Word, how much thicker it is. That stands up a whole lot stronger. But when we ain't, Satan has more power. He's got the authority because God's saying, hey, I want them stronger. Satan, go build them up for me. That's what he ends up doing. Yeah. So verse 9, be strong, quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Ooh, that word fight, it ain't a good one. It means to feed on, to consume, to devour. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when we are not doing as the Lord would have us to do, we're basically giving him permission to take a great big bite out of us.
Yeah.
And they're looking to devour here. That's what that word fight means. That's what the enemy's going to do to us, Miss Heather. He's going to devour us. He's going to chew us up and spit us out. You ever notice when you spit something out after you chew on it, it don't look pretty? Man, I have felt that way many times. I don't look pretty, Brother Bill. Haven't been defeated. I don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know what? They ended up losing this battle here. You read further down. In fact, let's go ahead and read it. Verse number 10. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a great slaughter, for they fell of Israel 30,000 footmen, and the ark of God was taken. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. They got whooped bad. They lost their spiritual leadership. They lost their troops. They lost their commanding officers. Those that weren't killed were going to be disgraced.
Yeah.
They got whooped.
Yeah.
There's a noise of defeat in the camp. Church, we're getting this jubilee started tomorrow night because there's too much noise of defeat in our individual lives. There's too much noise of defeat here in the church, and we need to get it out of here. We need to remember the stone was rolled back. The tomb is empty. That cross is empty. He ain't up there no more. He's up there on the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. He's there for us. Praise God. They lost the battle. We may lose the battle. But there's a difference between losing the battle and moving on versus losing the battle and staying there. Those who stay at the lost battle are dead. That's why you can go to Gettysburg right now and you can see a cemetery there. Union soldiers, Confederate soldiers. It don't matter what side won the Battle of Gettysburg. Those men died. They lost the battle. Christians, don't lose the battle and get buried there. Satan wants to bury us. I like what General Patton said. No man ever won the war dying for his country. He did it by making the other fella die for his country. Praise God, we need to make Satan's demons die for their loss. We've already got the victory. We've got the cross. Don't end up being buried there on the battlefield. Those cries of woe is me. I'm defeated. God doesn't love me anymore. How can God possibly forgive me? I'm so useless. I'm defeated. God can't use me. Those are shovelfuls of dirt on us. Burying ourselves. And that's what Satan's trying to do.
Yes, sir.
I'll admit to you, a couple of weeks ago, I lost big. It was a bad battle. It was one of those that pretty much went on as soon as I opened up my eyes till the time I closed my eyes to go to bed. I lost. Do you know what, Pastor? I woke up. The very first thought that came to my mind was from the Holy Ghost. You know what He told me? It's a new day.
Amen.
Praise God, it's Amen. A new day. I don't got to stay there on the battlefield defeated. Amen. I don't have to stay there dead. I can rise up and I can get back there to what the third point is the noise of joy.
Amen.
Run with me over to Psalm 100. And we'll look at this last verse and we'll close out. Praise God, the noise of joy. You can have the noise of joy whether you've got the noise of victory or you've got the noise of defeat. Psalm 100 verse 1 says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." That four-word phrase, "make a joyful noise," means this, to split the ears with sound. That is, shout either for joy or for alarm. That's important, either or. Blow an alarm, cry, make a joyful noise, or triumph. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Joyful tells us that it's from the heart. Unto the Lord tells us the direction. He is the one to honor and to bless with our victories. Our responsibility is found in all ye lands. Praise Him by whatever He has given you. Whether it's to play an instrument, it's to sing a song, to preach, to give a testimony, teach a Sunday school class, witness to somebody, whatever the case would be, whatever He's given you, it is your responsibility to bring this joy to God. God wants our best, He deserves our best, and we need to give Him our best.
Amen.
And when it comes from a lost battle, when we've lost that particular one, it is joyful because it is us calling out to our Father for help. Father, I need forgiveness. I have sinned. I need restoration. I need You to purge me with hyssop. I need You to restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation. Father, I need the strength that You talked about, that You called us over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9, that my strength is made perfect in Your weakness. Father, I need that. You have promised it. It's us saying, Daddy, I need You. Why? Because it brings joy to His heart when we say, Daddy.
Yeah.
When we come to Him, when we get over there and let me get in your lap, Daddy. Oh, I need you. That's making a joyful noise to Him.
Yeah.
The direction is us wanting to get back to where He is.
Yeah.
The responsibility is us confessing what's going on. Remember what 1 John chapter number 1 says. Let me turn it real quick because I want to make sure I quote this right. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Our responsibility is to come to Him and let Him do the rest. That's the all you lands part. I want to ask you this tonight. You've heard about these noises of that are made. The noise of victory, the noise of defeat, and the noise of joy. You've heard Brother Bill talk about how that thorn in the flesh bothers you. How it'll help you to believe. How it'll be a blessing to you. Let me ask you this tonight. The Lord's trying to move here in a direction for somebody. Are you getting the help that He's wanting for you? Are you getting to where He can come and bring it to you? Or are you just sitting back saying, I'm dead and buried? Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for all that You've done for us. We pray, Father, for Your blessings upon this sermon. Lord, I believe, Lord, it's the sermon You'd have us to bring. I pray, Father, that it would have the effect that You'd have to be for Your people tonight. Lord, we love You, Father, and we thank You, God, for being so good to us, so wonderful to us, Father. Lord, we don't deserve it. We never do deserve it. We never can deserve it. But we thank You that by the blood of Jesus Christ, it's all there for us. That's the only way it'll be there for us, and because of what Jesus did, we're so thankful, Father, for it. Lord, we love You, Father. We thank You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you all stand, we'll page, brother. Page 410 in the red hymnal.